So we spoke about kashering ovens and their grates and the stove, the range on top, and warming drawers. Microwaves, we said, is a problem. Convection ovens could be a problem. Let's move on to grills, especially people sometimes travel around on Pesach and they want that Chol HaMoed to be able to have a barbecue. How do you kasher a grill? Not so simple to kasher a grill, because since the grill comes into direct contact with the food itself, it's usually made that way, similar to the grates inside the oven. If you usually or often use the grates for actual food contact, you would need the highest form of kashering in order to get rid of the chametz flavors that are in it. And that is libun gomer, which is raising the temperature of the metal grill to the point of being red hot. That is not done simply. It would need a, like we said, in a self-cleaning oven, self-clean, or when you don't have a self-cleaning oven, let's say a grill, or if you can't do a self-clean on the grates inside your oven and you use them direct contact with the food, you have to get them to red hot using a blowtorch, assuming that the typical person doesn't have a blowtorch. But if you have a grill, you probably have coals, and that's what you could use. You make a pile of coals, buy one large bag of coals, and put the grates inside, bury them in the coals while the coals are hot. So put first, bury it in, light the coals, let it burn for a while. When the coals are red hot, the grill, the grates itself become red hot, and that burns out any flavor that may have gotten into the grate itself. Now, the rest of the grill is somewhat of a problem as well. It absorbs steam and flavor, especially if it's a grill that has a cover. It absorbs steam and flavor from the chametz that's made there all year, and that also becomes a problem if you're going to be using it on Pesach. So what you would have to do is you'd have to cover it as well. You have to clean it first, make sure there's no actual physical remnants of food, no residue on it. Give it a good scrub, a good cleaning. And then with the coals in there, close it. Let it rise to its highest temperature for 45 minutes. The sides of the grill, which sometimes the food comes into contact, also are going to have to be fully heated up. And that also becomes quite difficult, assuming that it's an open grill. If it's not a grill that has a closure to it, the sides are going to have to get red hot. So again, you'd have to put the coals literally against it so that they turn red hot. Otherwise, a blowtorch. Or what you could do is, as long as you kasher the grate, if it's an open grill, put silver foil, double liner of silver foil around the sides so that the sides don't come into contact at all with any food that's going to be on the grates. This same type of kashering would apply to a griddle, which chametz is made directly upon it sometimes. That griddle, if you want to use it on Pesach, you would have to get it to a red hot state, which means, again, you could put it in your oven if it has a self-clean, or you can have to use a blowtorch or bury it in coals. Let's move on to kashering kalim, flatware and pots. Number one, again, anytime you kasher something, you got to clean it first and wait 24 hours. So you'll clean the kalim. Now, a lot of times there's flatware that has engravings, designs in them. They usually don't have those engravings in the actual place where the food goes, because then you'd always end up with some food residue inside of your fork or spoon or knife. So usually those engravings are in the handle, and as long as you inspect them to make sure that there's no food stuck in that place, give it a good clean. You don't have to scrape out with a toothpick the tarnish or the silver polish that got in there. You just have to make sure there's no food stuck there, and you're good to go. Clean it well, wait 24 hours, and then with flatware, you put it into a pot that has come to a rolling boil. So as long as it's bubbling over, you insert one at a time. You don't put it in a whole bunch, because if you put it in a whole bunch at a time, it'll lower the temperature of the boil. But you put in one at a time, you drop it in, keep it there for a few seconds, take it out and rinse. So this could be used for l'chaim cups, this could be used for spoons, you name it, all sorts of flatware, silver, bechers, all of that could be just put, cleaned well, and then wait 24 hours, put it into a pot with a rolling boil. What type of pot can you use? Well, if you're using a chametz tikka pot, you should kasher the inside of the pot first. So fill it up to the top with water, let it come to a boil so the entire inside of the pot does not have any chametz flavors in the walls itself. Pour out that water and reboil to kasher your kalim now in it. The pot itself, though, will remain a chametz dika pot unless you kasher the outside of the pot as well. And that would have to be done with bringing it up to the top to a rolling boil and then putting in a red hot brick or something to make it overflow on all the four sides. Because you have to kasher pretty much both sides and the rim in order to make it kasher lepesach. So again, you could use a chametz dika pot and for kashering kalim inside of it, and the chametz dika pot will still remain chametz dik. But if you want to kasher the pot for Pesach, or if you want to use a Pesach diga pot, so you'll kasher the kalim in it, and then afterwards you'll kasher that pot again. The easiest thing to do, if you'd like, again, either use a chametz diga pot and just don't use the chametz diga pot for Pesach afterwards, just use it for kashering the kalim, or what you could do is just get yourself a cheap pot for kashering. And you won't use that for chametz, for matzah. You won't just use it for kashering, and that's the easy way out. Pot lids would have to be kashered just like you would have to kasher the pot itself. You would have to put it into a larger pot that is coming to a rolling boil in order to get any flavors from the steam or from actual liquid chametz that has touched the top of the pot. We'll talk about kashering sinks and counters tomorrow.